This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The tight-knit community of Nederland is still reeling from a fire that engulfed a shopping center early Thursday morning. CPR's Sandy Batulga visited the town in the aftermath.
The air still smells like smoke in the area that used to be the Caribou Village Shopping Center. The cause of the fire is still being investigated, and agents from the ATF are assisting with the investigation. Tim Dumke owns a laundromat that burned down. He's not sure what he and other business owners will do.
This shopping center has pretty much been what felt like home for the entire time I've lived here, for going on almost 20 years now. Trace Gringos is owned by our best friends. We know they just got married last weekend, and to have to come home to this, I can't even imagine how devastating that must be for them.
Local residents said there are already GoFundMe pages set up for every impacted business. Mayor Billy Giblin said the town needs resources to recover. In Nederland, I'm Sandy Patulga, CPR News.
The foundation entrusted with Julia Child's legacy chose a Boulder sommelier and restaurateur for its annual honor. Bobby Stuckey is co-founder of Frosca Hospitality Group. He won the Child Award for his dedication to hospitality and mentorship.
My mom had a catering company. She was a chef, and she would let me have wine at dinner table. And I go, Mom, I'm going to write books about red wine. And she's like, okay, look, you just failed out of Jesuit school. You can barely write your name. So let's just get done with high school before you're telling me what books you're going to write about red wine.
This is CPR News. It's 6:06.